A complex winter storm continues to impact our area, and it will remain with us through at least tomorrow morning. Across the North Country, this has been and will continue to be primarily a snowstorm, though at least a little bit of sleet has mixed in from time to time. This, by and large, will be snow for the North Country, the Adirondacks, into the western Mohawk Valley. Further south, we've had more mixing occur, a little bit of everything so far in and around the capital region of New York, east into the Berkshires, though the Albany area now has transitioned over to rain, and we also have reports of rain to the south through Connecticut and also into the Hudson Valley. Precipitation types won't vary much, at least over the next couple of hours through, say, at least sunset or so. This is all being driven by a storm that is tracking across Pennsylvania. It will move into the New York City area around sunset and then track over Connecticut and lift to the northeast towards Boston. Now, as the storm moves east of our longitude, that's when precipitation will turn more wintry in those areas where we now have rain. Cold air will wrap in behind the storm, changing rain over to a period of ice, then snow. That transition line will work from northwest to southeast across the region during this evening into the midnight hour. And certainly as that cold air comes in, it's really going to cause an icing concern on our roadways, as any areas that are currently wet will turn icy as that cold air pushes into the region. Where the storm is all snow, we're expecting about 10 to 20 inches. Again, that's primarily for the North Country, the Adirondacks, into the Mohawk Valley. In areas where we are now seeing rain, we will see some accumulation of snow and ice, again, occurring mainly after sunset, probably accumulating to about 2 to 5 inches in most areas. Accumulations will be a bit lighter farther south. Tomorrow is going to be a bitterly cold day with temperatures only in the teens and 20s. We'll bounce back into the 30s on Friday. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, a winter storm warning for snow heavy at times, becoming lighter later at night, low in the single digits. Tomorrow, the winter storm warning continues for the North Country, with areas of snow continuing from time to time, windy and very cold, high in the teens. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, a winter storm warning for snow heavy at times this evening, becoming lighter later at night, low in the single digits. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a chance of snow showers or light snow, windy and very cold, high in the teens. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, a winter weather advisory, rain changing to ice, then snow, low in the lower to mid-teens. Tomorrow, cloudy with a chance of light snow and snow showers, windy and cold, high around 20. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, a winter weather advisory, rain changing to ice, then snow, low around 10. Tomorrow, a chance of light snow and snow showers, windy and cold, high in the teens. Region-wide on Friday, partly sunny, a chance of snow showers north and west with highs in the 30s, and on Saturday, mostly cloudy with a chance of rain or snow showers, highs in the 30s and 40s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.